B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, I don't know how this happened, but I got put in charge of something for my aunt's wedding this weekend. And I'm not even in the wedding party. But my mom is coordinating the whole wedding. And her and I are, not to toot our own horn, but we're pretty good at event planning. Okay. So my aunt has put this whole thing on my mom. And then, you know, stuff runs downhill. So when my mom can't do something or she's too busy to do something, it falls in my lap.
It's that carefree lifestyle that we spoke of on Monday and whether or not that affects you. Your mom's carefree lifestyle.
I guess so. So my mom had my brother set up these place card holders online, but they don't have a printer where they are or cardstock. So then I got an email and it was like, hey, can you print these on cardstock and then cut them with a straight edge? And I'm like, okay.
So here we walk in at 5-something in the morning. And Loren has this massive thing with a big sword on it.
Yeah, it's a paper. It's a giant paper cutter.
Yeah, I haven't seen
a straight edge cutter since school.
Yes.
Well, I knew we would have one here in the office. So I printed them at home last night. And then I brought the cardstock in and found the paper cutter at one of the printing stations. But of course, I can't cut straight, y'all. So every time I'm cutting something, I'm like, oh, dang it. Ugh. They're a mess.
And, you know, I remember in school when they use those big things, they would like get 20 papers and cut them at once. You know?
I was given specific instructions that I did not do that I cut them individually, Roy, so that they didn't, you know, sometimes the papers move and then they're cut on an angle.
Oh, gosh. How many did you have to make?
I don't know, like 35 or 40.
Are you done?
Yeah.
And we didn't even have an intern here today.
Right.
Like Loren did all that work herself. She cut that thing 30 times.
I couldn't have trusted anybody else to do it because if it was wrong, I would have taken the heat for it.
But you didn't even ask to do this. Like, it's not like you offered your services. You were asked to help in a wedding that you're not even, if you were a bridesmaid, I could see that.
You know, I'm just
if it was your brother's wedding, it's your aunt's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. What were you in charge of at a wedding? And did it just go awful? Did you mess up? What were they relying on you for? This is Madison. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Quickly tell us.
Hey, so I had to.
Oh, just turn your radio down real quick, Madison.
Oh, yeah, no, I was turning it off. Sorry,
okay,
I was transferring it to my phone. But so we were at a destination wedding, and the night before, the bride asked us all to make those like little like wedding party, like who's in the wedding, all that fun stuff. And, like, the night before, she had us make, like, with cardstock and ribbons and bows and all this stuff. It was the night before the wedding. So I was like, oh, my gosh.
How many people was it?
It was, we had to make, like, 40. And they were, like, double-sided.
That's, like, unwanted pressure for you and Loren. Yeah. That's the thing, Madison.
I was just saying, and I was also, like, the maid of honor, so I was also dealing with other things for the whole wedding party as well.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're in the wedding party,
Thanks, Madison. You know
that there's going to be some loose ends that you're going to have to tie up.
Yeah.
I saw her text it. I was at a destination wedding. The bride asked me to make her wedding party info fans.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. Like that's why I wanted to get her on to see what the fan was about.
I know what it is. It's like, you know how they give you an outline of like what's going to happen in the wedding? Well, they did that on cardstock and then made it into a fan for people to fan themselves with.
I would think that would be very difficult to fold it, like to make it into a fan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No, I don't think it's a fan like you're thinking. It's one sheet of cardstock on a stick.
Well, on a stick, yeah.
I was thinking a Japanese fan.
Yeah,
I
no.
No. Let's talk with Brooke and Albemarle. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. What would you like to say?
So, you guys were talking about the paper cutters.
Hold on a second.
Board on it.
Well, my mom was a teacher, and after school one day, the art teacher, the class was right down the room from hers. We hear this terrific scream.
Okay,
we go running down the hallway.
Okay, hold on, Brooke. Hold on, because it's my fault. I pushed this down without reading the entire comment. The art teacher cut herself in somewhere where men couldn't cut themselves. It was, thank you, Brooke. I didn't want it to get too crazy, but.
The girls. Oh, good Lord.
And we could spend a lot of time on that. Like, how did it get down there? And
my gosh.
All right. Okay, let's go. Back to the topic.
CJ in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. CJ. Oh, boy. Yeah. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hi. You're live. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
All right. Thank you. So, I was invited to a wedding. It was a friend of mine's wedding, and I'm a local chef here in the hospital. So, at the last minute, the caterer never showed. So, instead of me being a guest at the wedding, I actually had to cater the wedding.
Good gosh. Last minute?
Last minute.
Were you running a Harris Teeter and buying a zillion chickens?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had everything, all the food and stuff was there, but like I said, the caterers just never showed.
So you just had to prepare everything. That's good. You didn't
I
have to buy
had
it. But
cook and prepare everything. Yeah.
Jeez, how many people did you have to prepare for, CJ?
200.
Oh, whoa! My gosh. By yourself?
How do you do that without a...
By myself.
Did you use the hospital kitchen to do that? How do you cook that?
No, they actually, where they had the wedding, they had a full facility kitchen in it. So it was just, it was a little delayed because, I mean, that's a lot.
Of course.
Person,
I'm super cook.
Seriously.
Yep.
You're out of done?
Give me any ingredients and I can cook for 200 plus people.
I would have made the biggest pot of chili and said, good luck.
Thanks, CJ.
You know what I mean? Something simple that like 200 people can eat.
Yeah. Here's 200 Chick-fil-A gift cards. Enjoy it on your way home. One more real quick, because this we have to understand.
All right, Sophia and Ballantyne, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. So tell us, what's your job?
Good. Yeah, first of all, this is awesome because I literally try to call in every morning, but it's always so busy.
Hey, glad you got through, Sophia.
So my cousins had a wedding in November, and I'm like the youngest one out of all of them besides my brother. So 2 days before the wedding, the bride texts me and she's like, hey, do you mind like hosting? I was like, what? Hosting? And she's like, yeah, like introducing the bridal party, introducing dinner, saying our first dance, saying when speeches come. And I'm like all of it, I have to prepare it now. And she's like, oh yeah, like we'll help you. And then they didn't really give me what I had to say until the day of, but it went smoothly, it was fine. And so my sister, she's older than me, and we both like the spotlight. So she comes and she tries to take the microphone. But it turned out pretty awesome, and we made, like, all the pictures.
Did they not have a DJ? DJs typically do that.
That was a problem. So they had the DJ, but the DJ wouldn't do it.
And he liked to play music and not talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, they weren't playing music when I was talking. And so I asked them, can you announce, like, the next three tables so that I can go get my food and come back? And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I go get my food, and I realize that there's three tables that have... Like, they're just staring at me, like, giving me the death stare. Like, when are you going to call our table? Like, you want to go eat?
That's so
and
funny.
And didn't announce them.
Thanks, Sophia. I love the fact that she went to eat first. She's like, I'll come back and announce you guys in a minute. But first, let me go eat.
Priorities.
All right, keep them coming. Loren, a lot of people are sending in messages saying you're a great niece for doing this
thank
for
you.
Your aunt for their wedding.
You got to get up.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.